put it in your tea when we can bring some money home. Pendulum swings, the energy's unlocked. Counting down the seconds like a grasshopper clock. Down by the river where the water meets the dock. We're rowing in the rhythm of the grasshopper clock. When I see a lovely flower, I can't help but pick it. When you look to me for answers, all you get is crickets. Stone on stone, brick upon the block, munching up the minute like a grasshopper clock. Wings take flight, people take a lark, and end up all together at the grasshopper clock.
I saw the sky today, the colors made me feel so lonely. I saw the world outside my window,
The Voice, with my guests, the Corner Laughers, who are visiting right now from the Bay Area. Grasshopper Clock was a song we heard off of the wonderful Poppy Seeds album, and I've got in the studio, why don't you guys just all introduce yourselves and we'll test out the mics.
Hi, this is Carla.
Coy, from the Corner Laughers.
And this is Casey, also from the Corner Laughers.
And who's the other dude in the back who's not a Corner Laugher?
I'm in the corner laughing, but yeah, Willie Wisely here.
My God, this is amazing. This, you know, we're the envy of all the twirl radio and the pop radio fans all over the country. So I don't know if that's a lot of pressure or not, but I'll start with you guys, Casey, Carla, and Coy. It's been a while since we last got together. I think it was last May here in Sacramento. What you been up to?
Well, Poppy Seeds came out last summer, so I know you've been playing it for a while, but this is the first time we've been back up here since it came out, so...
So this is your Sacramento release party right here, right now. Awesome, awesome. And, you know, that album's had a lot of acclaim. It reached the number two runner-up position on the Twirly Top 10 albums, so that's a good place to be. I think you just posted something. You got a number one somewhere, and, like, how many lists are you guys on?
Yeah, it ended up being quite a few, so it's very nice.
Well, it's a pretty darn fine album, I got to say, and... You know, what's the basic theme? You know, it's been a while since we've explored this. I know last time we had a proper interview talking about this album, it was kind of like in the heat of battle. You know, we're in that little sound booth up in Roseville and, you know, had the concerts and stuff going on. So let's explore it again. What's the basic idea of the Poppy Seeds album?
It didn't start out having really a plan, but it sort of ended up being very California-inspired and based. Partially because Angela was moving away kind of in the middle of it. And besides that, I don't know. It just sort of all came together that way.
And Angela is the other founding member. You guys were the original Corner Laughers, you two. And so did she write and work on this album as well then?
Yes, she moved away when we were about halfway done recording it. So she's on quite a few of the songs.
Wow, that's pretty cool that her influence, I feel her influence on this. And then, of course, Casey Bowman, you step right up and you finish it off for the Laughers here.
Well, yes. I was not quite as much involved in the whole recording. I came in probably about 3/4 of the way through on the album. So I play on about probably 4 of the songs.
But we've been playing together for a few years, so.
Yeah, I think I was introduced to you as...
That's right. Our first interview with you was Casey's internship.
You were like the fifth laugher at that point.
Yes, I was like when David Gilmour, I guess, was stepping in to replace Syd Barrett. There was a brief overlap, and there's only a few pictures of the 5 of us together.
That's right, but we treasure those, and those are up on the web somewhere, right, or in the Smithsonian. Yes, yes.
Right.
So was it hard to, you know, learn Corner Laughter songs and just pick up and be the new guitarist? I'm a non-musician, so I don't know how these things work.
I wouldn't say it was difficult because they're such awesome musicians that, you know, you can step in and they'll make me sound good. That's how I look at it.
There you go.
Look good.
They'll force me to sound good.
That's right.
As a matter of fact.
Well, you guys all sound great together. I've seen you a number of times. We'll be seeing you tonight. Why don't you tell us about the gig you've got going tonight?
Okay. Me?
Who organized it?
I guess Anton and I organized it. Since he's... So at the end of his trip here, he'll be going back to Berlin in a few days. So we always want to play with Anton when he's here. And... Willie happened to want to come up and play with us this month, too, so it worked out really well. I was really excited that we could all be here at the same time.
That's very, very cool indeed. So you're playing in Sacramento tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yep, at Bows and Arrows, which is a really fun place.
Yeah, what's it like? I've seen pictures, and it seems like it's Comish and clothing store, restaurant. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's like
there?
A vintage, I guess maybe vintage and new clothing.
Uh-oh,
and...
I'm not walking out of there with any money. No, am I?
Yeah,
well, especially once you hear about like the gourmet popsicles.
Delicious
or the
cafe.
Popsicles.
Oh.
And live and art gallery and live music venue.
Wow, that's pretty neat. How many can it hold for
it's
performances?
Big, I think. Okay. I'm not a good judge of that, but.
And it's an all ages show.
Yes, all
awesome.
Ages.
Awesome. So even I can go. You know, there's no upper limit on this thing.
I've even seen a cute dog there before. So.
Oh, wow.
It'll be over by 10, so it's like, you know, family-friendly age-wise and hours-wise.
I would say so, yeah. So you can eat, drink anything that's age-appropriate. You can listen to age-appropriate music. That's pretty darn cool. And Mushroom Rubens, hopefully. I'm just crossing my fingers here.
Yeah, I heard they got a new chef, so I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
But I'm sure there'll be something delicious.
There's got to be. Well, speaking of tasty, why don't we spin up another one of your tunes off the Poppy Seeds album? You guys go ahead and call it, and I'll just see if I can twiddle it to it fast enough.
I don't know. What haven't you played in a long time, would you say?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I have not played I'd Rather Count Cormorants with you, number 10.
Yeah.
We were counting cormorants earlier today.
Were you really? How many did you get?
There's a lot on the San Mateo Bridge.
It's just full of cormorants.
See, it's amazing, Koi. You know, when you grow up, you stop playing the license plate game and you play the cormorant game. It's kind of a mature way of doing things. So why don't we hear number 10, I'd Rather Count Cormorants with you, here with the Corner Laughers.
Money.
writes, some more corner laughers. I'd rather count cormorants with you off the Poppy Seeds album. And turn the mic around to Coy here. Coy, it sounds...
I don't like to talk on the radio.
Oh, no, no.
All right.
To me, to my ear, you've stepped up and taken more vocals on this album. Is that a good observation?
Yes.
All right. So what prompted you going to the forefront? Because you are rather reserved in person, but I love your voice. I love what you've done with the songs on this album.
Well, I don't know. I sing on, what, 2 songs on this album?
And a lot of backing vocals,
too. Yeah, I guess I've always done the backing vocals, but I never sang lead until song number 8 on this album. And I don't know why it ended up me singing lead. Usually I wouldn't have sung lead, but...
Because he's a rad singer, that's why.
Exactly. Now, do you write songs as well?
Yeah, I try. That's, yeah.
Well, you succeed. I got to say you succeed. But no, that's good. And we'll also go through the roster here. Who plays what and what instruments, what role in the corner laughers?
I play guitar.
I play ukulele and sing.
I play bass normally.
You play piano.
I play piano on the albums, usually not live though.
And some acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And you always play.
Oh, and Charlie. Charlie
is not here, but.
Charlie plays the drums.
He would be the drummer, the designated drummer, as they say. You play that cool little Hofner Paul McCartney style bass usually on stage.
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
I love that thing, yeah.
It's just got a great sound. It's that fluid sound. And I don't know, I listen to you on stage or on the albums. I always think of you, Coy, as the secret weapon in the band, kind of the glue that holds it all together.
Secret weapon, huh?
Well, we're trying to get you more publicity, you know, better brand recognition.
I think of Carla playing the ukulele as the role of rhythm guitar, driving the song. Coy plays bass like lead guitarist, and I guess that means my guitar is more like, you know, being the maraca player or something like that. Or like the, you know, the synthesizer player or something like that.
I doubt that, but, you know, that does lead to an interesting point. You know, a ukulele and guitar-driven band, and what I like about it is, number one, it's not Americana. Usually there's a lot of uke players out there in the Americana genre, which is very, very cool, but this is a rock band with a lead rock ukulele. Is that pretty unique, Carla?
I guess so. I mean, it just seems normal to me, but it seems like people are surprised a lot of the time, so... And then people, when we play, they're like, what is that, an electric mandolin thing? So.
And you're pretty prominent in the mix. I mean, Alan Clapp mixes you guys well so that you're not buried. It's not a novelty thing. It is.
Yeah, I mean, it has its own texture that kind
of. Well, it's also a lot of the songs are written. You know, the main part is the ukulele part. So that's like, that's what drives the song.
That's a good point. And then your guitars, you know, what's the difference, Casey, if there's a difference between your style and Angela's style? Because I hear a couple different styles, at least 2 or 3 styles an album. Do you have a style versus that's different from hers?
I don't know. I mean, I try to just play whatever seems to suit the song, and, you know, I just kind of try to play...
He's versatile.
Ornamental fillings.
Filler. Which reminds me, I want to send out a shout to Lowell, who's listening in the Bay Area tonight, speaking of ornamental fillings.
Right. Yes. He did my grill up just last week. It's solid gold.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see it? Can you see it through the microphone? It's sparkly.
You got the bling going for the show tonight.
Yep, awesome. I do.
And I totally threw myself off track. So how many bands are you guys in? There's a whole Corner Laughers collective, you know, a Mystery Lawn collective. Yeah, let's see if we can tally this up.
Okay, so there's the Corner Laughers and Agony Ants, which are exactly the same members as the Corner Laughers.
The girl from the Corner Laughers is not in the Agony Ants.
No.
That's a false rumor. Then William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas is all of us, plus, of course, William Clear.
So you guys are Marvelous Fellas, even if you happen to be female. Okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. And then we've been playing in Alan Clapp and his orchestra.
Okay.
We play, Coy and I, and sometimes Charlie play in Alice and Faith Levy's Tot Rock band for kids, and Alan is in that too.
Nice. Now, have you recorded anything with that one, any kids' albums?
She came out with an album last May, and Charlie and I are on it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a really good album for kids. And then Casey plays with Preoccupied Pipers and Bye Bye Blackbirds. And
that's an awesome name, by the way. I love the Preoccupied Pipers as a name.
and they're local here, so.
Oh, okay. Well, and you are from here, right, Casey?
I grew up in Davis, yes.
Nice. Got some local roots. So we're up to 6 on the band count. Is that about it, or is there another one we're missing?
There's
we've been playing with Anton.
That's true.
I don't know if that counts. I guess that's still the corner.
We have lots of fictional bands, too, that like exist on a conceptual yeah. level, and we've thought everything out. We just haven't gotten to writing songs or recording them.
So this could happen, you know, once you take a break from all the other seven bands.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So one of these days, we're going to have to fill up an entire show with just the bands that you guys are in or are part of.
It better be a two-part special, I think.
I think so. Do Rock Line or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, Casey, you gave me an album that you put out like 15 years ago. It was, I don't have with me to say, Fresherton Villages. There's some concise little songs, but the one I like a lot is Mare Island. And I think that's pretty cool because there's two verses and a chorus, and the thing is about a minute and 20. It's like you said everything you need to say in and out like that. It's amazing.
That was probably about the time that I was really into Guided by Voices. I still am very much, but that was when I was first into them. And, you know, most of their songs are between a minute and 2 minutes long. So I just really like the idea of short songs. Maybe it's also because, you know, I'm really a punk at heart and love the Dead Kennedys and Toy Dolls and stuff like
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Songs are too long, usually.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I guess one school thought is, you know, you've said everything you need to say in a minute and a half. If you really like it that much, play it twice. There you go.
Exactly.
So that leads to another interesting question. What other influences do you guys have individually and collectively? Who's shaped your music?
Casey Bowman. Yes. Anton Barbeau.
Corner Laughers.
Willie Wisely.
That's awesome. So a lot of California influences there, you know?
Yeah.
Scott Miller, Loud Family, Game Theory is a big influence.
Soft Boys. Oh, yeah.
Soft Boys.
Wow, this sounds a lot like the interview I had
Martin
with
Newell.
Ant. That's right.
It's just crazy that now we know all these people and get to play with them. I don't know. It totally amazes me all the time.
That would be a dream come true for me. That's absolutely cool. I know Anton is living his dream because he's met or played with or opened for Julian Cope and Robin Hitchcock, and now Robin Hitchcock's Egyptians are now 3 minutes tease. That just blows my mind.
Yeah, it sounds so great.
They do. Yeah. And I mean, when you hear that bass on that album, it sounds like you're listening to a mid-90s Robin Hitchcock album. It's just perfect.
Yeah.
So, speaking of all these bands you're in, Casey, you just slipped me a pretty cool disc. Why don't we talk about that and then play something off of it?
Well, I handed you a compact disc with a song entitled 24 Mergansers. It'll be on the upcoming.
No one's heard anything from this album.
This is a world premiere. Normally we don't do this, but we're going to break you off a little preview.
I'm so excited.
It's exclusive to you. This is the scoop. We're going to put out an album, I think, this summer. We can't decide if the release date is going to be 31 July 13 or 31 May 13. Because we want it
depends how quickly we...
That's true. But we want the date to be a palindrome.
Nice. Yes. A numerical palindrome.
Well, British palindrome.
That's right. Because I had problems. When I was on Recharge Radio, I had to put the dates of my shows in British formats, so it was backwards, so I couldn't tell what month I was in. You know, some months gets really confusing. So you guys will just take care of both sides of the pond with this
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
And we should say we are very sad to see Recharged Radio go.
Long live Recharge.
Thank you.
And Jordan, as a fellow chinchilla Jordan. Guy, so.
He sent a message. He told me to kick you. Do you know what that means?
I don't know, but I guess I better prepare for
it anyway, right?
I was going to, but Jordan specifically said.
I guess that means I get two kicks. I guess I should look forward to this, right? Okay, so why don't we hear the Agony Ants? I'll get kicked in the meantime. Here's the Agony Ants here on Swirl Radio.
You toss in the river that
right, a world premiere of The Agony Ants and 24 Mergansers. And Casey, thank you so much for that opportunity there.
Well, sure.
Yeah, we're talking
my
off,
pleasure.
And we're talking offline. What's the difference between the Corner Laughers and the Agony Ants? I mean, same personnel, but there are some points of difference.
Well, mainly that Agony Ants is kind of the anonymous secret side band of the Corner Laughers. You know, think of XTC had their Dukes of Stratosphere. That's kind of what it is. It's our fantasy band, I guess.
Gotcha. And this one's more led by you, and the Corner Laughers are a little more Carla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the same car, but you guys switch drivers on this
one. Right, exactly.
And that song has Anton playing synthesizer all the way from Berlin.
Wow. No wonder it was kind of low. You have to make him play louder.
Right.
So let's talk about specifics. Where can my listeners find out more information about the Corner Laughers and every other band you're in, and hopefully purchase some of your fine music?
www.cornerlaughers.com is the easiest way, and there's links from there to Agony Ants as well, and of course iTunes and Facebook and Amazon and all those places. But cornerlaughers.com is the easy starting point.
Friend us on Facebook.
Ah, you do have a Corner Laughers.
We'll send you a personal message.
Facebook.com/cornerlaughers, I think.
Awesome. I have gotten those personal messages from you guys. It's wonderful. You guys should all friend the Corner Laughers.
Please.
Hey, which of the Corner Laughers is actually sending me the messages? Is it all four, or is it you?
You never know.
It could be any.
It's all of us simultaneously.
Yes.
That's what's so exciting. It's a group message. It's been approved by every member of the Corner Laughers.
Right.
And again tonight, what's the specifics on the gig? We want everybody to come on out.
So it's Bows and Arrows, which is on 19th Street in Midtown Sacramento. Show starts at 8. I think doors are 7 or 7:30. All ages. I should give a shout out to Anton's bassist Jeff at Watermelon Music in downtown Davis, because he just sold me a new amp, which I will be trying tonight.
Alrighty.
So that's very exciting.
That is so cool. Was it a specific ukulele amp? Is that how it works?
It's an acoustic amp.
Okay.
So
it's cute.
It's super cute.
Awesome. This is going to be the premier
playing
of music through that app. That's really exciting. So I want to thank you guys, Casey, Carla, and Coy. Shout out to Charlie. We're going to see him tonight. He didn't make it. And I've never had all four of you at the same time in this particular studio. We got to do that sometime.
That would be too much comedy.
Yeah, I don't know.
It usually is a lot of comedy. Usually when I have the four of you together, it's in a larger space just for ethical reasons or whatever.
Free range.
Yeah, free ranging laughers. All right, we're here with the Corner Laughers. Stay tuned, because we're going to come on back with Willie Wisely.
Yay.
He's live here in the studio.
Woo-hoo!
And the Corner Laughers are going to chime in their Corner Laughers way. We'll be right back here on Twirl Radio on the Voice of Sacramento.